are continuing our study on the first book of Thessalonians.
我们会继续查考《帖撒罗尼迦前书》。
So today we'll be looking at chapter 4, verse 13 to 18.
今天我们会看第四章第十三到十八节。
Shall we turn to chapter 4 of 1 Thessalonians, verse 13 to 18.
请打开圣经到《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第四章十三到十八节。
Let me read. But we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about those who are asleep, that you may not grieve as others do who have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so through Jesus, God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep. For this we declare to you by a word from the Lord.That we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the sound of trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first, then we who are alive, who are left,will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will always be with the Lord. Therefore, encourage one another with these words.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章十三节，论到睡了的人，我们不愿意弟兄们不知道，恐怕你们忧伤。像那些没有指望的人一样，我们若信耶稣死而复活了，那已经在耶稣里睡了的人，神也必将他们与耶稣一同带来。我们现在照主的话告诉你们一件事，我们这活着还存留到主降临的人，断不能在那已经睡了的人之先。因为主必亲自从天降临，有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音，又有神的号吹响。那在基督里死了的人必先复活，以后我们这活着还存留的人必和他们一同被提到云里，在空中与主相遇，这样我们就要和主永远同在。所以你们当用这些话彼此劝慰。
Apparently, this passage is talking about the death of a believer and the resurrection.
这段经文在讲这一个信徒的死亡还有复活。
If you look carefully.In verse 13, 14, 15, you will see the word asleep repeated.
如果你仔细看第十三、十四还有十五节，你会看见这个睡了不断出现。
And in verse 16, finally he said out loud, it is not asleep but dead.
在第十六节，他终于大声的这么说，不是指着睡觉，是指着死亡。
And verse 16 later half, and the dead in Christ will rise again. So apparently we are talking about the believers in the church of Thessalonica. Some of them pass away before Jesus Christ come again, and they become distressed.
第十六节下半段，那在基督里。死了的人必先复活，所以这里很明显就是有一些在帖撒罗尼迦教会的基督徒在主还未再来之前就死亡了，所以他们就忧伤。
So that's why verse 13 says, But we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about those who are asleep, that you may not grieve as others do who have not hope.
所以第十三节这里说，论到睡了的人，我们不愿意弟兄们不知道，恐怕你们忧伤，像那些没有指望的人一样。
But at the end of the passage, verse 18, therefore encourage one another. One is they are distressed, but the other one, they are encouraged. They are discouraged and become encouraged. In between, what happened?
第18节, 所以你们当用这些话彼此劝慰, 之前他说他们忧伤, 后来就要他们彼此劝慰, 之间到底发生什么事了?
And in between, how can they become a person distressed, become encouraged, a person discouraged, become encouraged? Because they have the hope of resurrection.
在之间, 一个忧伤的人, 或者一个灰心的人, 要怎样得到这个, 鼓励或者劝慰呢, 就是因为他有这个复活的盼望。
Therefore, they encourage one another because they come to know that finally we will resurrect again.
所以他们能够彼此的劝慰, 因为大家都知道最后, 这个信主的人会复活。
Therefore, the title of this passage is called The Hope of Christian Resurrection.
所以今天, 信息的主题是基督徒复活的盼望。
So question is, are you afraid of death?
问题是你害怕死亡吗?
Especially now we have a lot of this coronavirus infecting the whole world.
尤其是现在全世界正在面临着这一个疫情。
And everybody is afraid.
大家都害怕。
And we have we talk about this that Christians should not be afraid.
我们谈过说基督徒不应该害怕。
Why we not afraid of death? Because we have eternal life.
我们不应该害怕死亡是因为我们有永生。
We are not afraid of death because we know we will resurrect again.
我们不害怕死亡因为我们知道我们必复活。
In January, two months ago, I was in Hong Kong preaching.
2个月前我在香港讲道。
Old lady, about in her 80s, she came to me and told me that she's her body is full of ache, backache.
有一个80多岁的老妇人, 她来告诉我说她全身都痛。
So she had backache, she had pain in the leg, pain in the hand, pain in the neck. She said the whole body are full of pain.
她的腰也痛, 脚也痛, 手也痛, 颈项也痛。
So I'm trying to tell them that I'm trying to tell her that our hope is eternal, not just temporal.
我尝试告诉她我们的指望是在永恒而不是短暂。
You know, our body will continue to deteriorate until we die.
我们的身体在还没有死之前会不断的这个退化。
We cannot go back to 20s.
我们不能够回到20岁。
So the only direction that we will see is downward, not upward.
所以我们唯一朝向的方向就是往下走，而不是往上走。
So my question to her is, do you have hope of eternity? Do you have hope of resurrection?
我就问她有没有永恒的盼望, 有没有复活的盼望。
And she said, don't talk to me about that.
她说不要跟我谈死亡。
大吉利斯。
大吉利斯。
You know, she's a Christian. Said, well, I don't talk about that. I don't want to talk about this subject. You know, I have pain. You are supposed to heal me.
虽然大家都是基督徒，他说我不要谈死亡，我有这个疼痛，你应该要医治我。
So she refused to face death.
他不愿意面对死亡。
And this is a fact of life that we all will die one day. And the question is, are you ready?
这个是 生命里的一个事实, 我们都会死亡, 你愿不愿意面对呢?
We have to, and therefore we want to know, do we just grieve like the rest of the world, as if there's no hope, or do we have hope of eternity? We have hope that one day we will resurrect again, we have eternal life, and we will live forever.
我们必定死亡, 不过我们有没有这个指望知道, 永远的这个复活是会给我们永生，或者我们像这个不幸的人一样呢？
In history, we see that many Christians, in fact, in World War II, and in fact, before that, there are many missionary stand death in their eyes and go straight into danger and to sacrifice their life for Christ's sake because they believe there's an eternity and they believe they will stand before God again.
在历史的记载里头，无论是第二次世界大战也好，或者是这个宣教士他们朝这个非常危险的地带而去，都是因着他们有对耶稣基督永恒复活的这个盼望。
So how does Christian view death?
所以基督徒要怎样的去看待死亡呢？
What about the people we love who pass on?
我们所心爱的人当他们离世的时候又怎样呢？
Have you lost someone you love?
你有没有失去过心爱的人？
Do you have friends that will pass on?
你有没有朋友离世了？
Do you miss them?
你想念他们吗？
Obviously we miss them, but we have hope because we will see them again.
当然我们会想念他们，可是我们有盼望能够再与他们相见。
This is the promise of the Lord.
这个是主耶稣的应许。
Long time ago when I was attending a funeral, a Christian funeral.
很久以前我参加了一个基督徒的葬礼。
And there was a relative of mine went as well.
我有一个亲戚也去。
He is not a Christian, and when we were singing hymns, this unbelieving relative says, oh, when his family died, they sing.It's just like this. How can they not weeping but singing?
我们在那里唱诗歌，然后这个不信的亲戚他就说，为什么这个人死了，他们在那里唱歌
？Why are they happy instead of sad?
他们不忧伤，为什么他们会喜乐呢
？Of course, we grieve for the temporal departure of our loved one, but we know we have hope, so we should not grieve as if there's no hope.So this person was looking and said, why are they grieving? The answer is because they have hope of eternity. They have hope that they will resurrect again.
当然我们有短暂的忧伤，因为这个人与我们短暂分离了，可是我们有着这个永恒的盼望，知道这个信主的人他会复活，所以我们就有着这样的喜乐。
So yes, we miss those people who left, but we are not hopeless.And we will see them again. That's why this passage has become very important to us.
是的，我们会有这个短暂的忧伤，可是我们因着有永恒的盼望，我们知道以后会再与这些信主的人相见，所以这一段经文就给了我们有这样的一个盼望。
So let's return to the text and look at this verse 13. But we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about those who have slept, those who have passed away.You may not grieve as others do who have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus Christ dies and rose again, even so, through Jesus, God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep.
让我们回到今天的经文，我们看十三节，论到睡了的人，我们不愿意弟兄们不知道，恐怕你们忧伤，像那些没有指望的人一样。我们若信耶稣死而复活了，那已经在耶稣里睡了的人，神也必将他们与耶稣一同带来。
Verse 14 says, For since we believe Jesus died and rose again, since you, do you believe Jesus died and rose again?
十四节说，我们若信耶稣死而复活了。
Even so, God will bring with him, meaning we have confidence. So our first point is that we have confidence of Christian resurrection because we believe that Jesus rose again.
这里说神也必将他们与耶稣一同带来，所以这就给了我们第一点，就是基督徒复活的信心。我们有信心，神必叫那一些死了的人复活。
How do we know we will be resurrected? Just look at Jesus Christ. If you believe in Jesus, if you are truly a Christian, you should believe that Jesus Christ died and rose again. If Jesus Christ died and rose again.And if God can do that, God can resurrect us as He resurrected Jesus Christ.
所以你们看这两节经文的时候，你就要问，你到底相不相信耶稣死而复活呢？如果神能够将死了的耶稣使他复活，这样的话，神的大能也必能够叫那些信他的人复活。
And in the book of First Corinthians, the Corinthian church, they also have this question. There are people who don't believe that dead men can resurrect again. So in First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 12 say, Now if Christ is proclaimed as raised from the dead, how can some of you say that there's no resurrection of the dead? But if there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain and your faith is in vain.
哥林多前书第十五章也是发生了同样的事情，因为那里有些人不相信有复活的事情，所以保罗就说，既传基督是从死里复活了，怎么在你们中间有人说没有死人复活的事呢？若没有死人复活的事，基督也就没有复活了。若基督没有复活，我们所传的便是枉然，你们所信的也是枉然。
So Paul's first point is saying that since you believe that Jesus died and rose again, we can be sure that we, at least God can, and we believe that God will raise us again.
所以在这里说的就是神使耶稣基督复活，所以我们就相信神能够也他也会这么做，使信他的人复活。
So our first point is the confidence of Christian resurrection.
所以我们第一点就是基督徒复活的信心。
Second point is even sure because we are talking about the certainty of Christian resurrection.
第二点就是基督徒复活的确据，我们能够知道这件事情。
Confidence is something that you not seen your confidence, but certainty is clear that we are very certain, very sure that this thing will happen because it's a command from the Lord. Let's look at verse 15.For this we declare to you by a word from the Lord, that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will not precede those who have fallen asleep.
有这个复活的信心，信心是指着你相信那件还没有发生的事情。不过我们也是有这样的确据，我们能够非常准确的知道，因为第十五节说，我们现在照主的话告诉你们一件事，我们这活着还存留在到主降临的人，断不能在那已经睡了的人之先。
So of course, how can you be so sure? It's because the Lord's word, the word from the Lord, the command from the Lord. So and Paul declared to us. So it is a sure thing. It is a certainty.
所以我们怎样知道这个的的确确会发生？怎么样有这样的确据呢？因为保罗说这个是主的话，因为主的话，所以这个就是明确的证据。
So a lot of times we've been listening to people around us, we've been reading, especially internet. We read so many things, but we are not sure about things. The only thing we are sure is go back to the Bible and see what the Lord said.
有很多时候我们听听说说，因为尤其是现在这个互联网有许多的这些不同的资料，我们左看右看，不过却没有这样的确据，我们必须要回到神的话那里看，就有确据了。
So of course when we read this, for we declare to you by a word from the Lord.
所以保罗说，我们现在照主的话告诉你们。
So you see, Paul is sayingVerse 13, we do not want you to be uninformed. Of course, the word uninformed, it doesn't mean they totally do not know. They know something, but not accurate. Therefore, he has to make sure they understand completely accurately.
第十三节，我们不愿意弟兄们不知道，这里不是指他们什么都不知道，而是指他们知道一些，不过却不完全的清楚，不准确。所以保罗就要在这里纠正他们。
So you see, it becomes, they are uninformed, that's why they are discouraged.
因为他们因着不知道或者是 不完全认识，所以他们就灰心了。
But when they become informed, they become very discerning.
可是当他们知道的时候，他们就能够分辨。
So from here we know that how, when we, especially when we come to less eschatology, when we come to future things, there are a lot of people say a lot of things.Let us focus only in the word of God so that we know exactly what the Lord said.
当我们提到这个末世论的时候，有许多人有不同的说法，不过我们必须要回到主的话，看圣经到底是怎么说的。
Of course, this passage is talking about Christians who die, who fall asleep.
这里当然是讲到死了的基督徒，这里指他们睡了。
So a lot of people say, you see,when Christians die, they just go to sleep. They do not know what happened. And only when Jesus Christ comes again, they suddenly wake up.
有许多人是这么说，你看这段经文告诉我们，基督徒 死了的时候是代表他们是沉睡了，什么都不知道，直到耶稣再来的时候他们就会苏醒。
So basically they become unconscious until until Jesus Christ comes again, they become conscious.
他们这个死了的基督徒是指他们失去了知觉，直到耶稣再来的时候他们就恢复了这个知觉。
Of course if you look at this passage alone you cannot argue otherwise.But we know the whole scripture is one unit, so we have to look at other scriptures, and we remember, you know, Jesus Christ when he died on the cross, and the thief who repented and said, please remember me, and then Jesus said to him, truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise, so you are not sleeping, you will be with me in paradise.
当然我们只看这段经文的话，我们不能够否认这些人的说法，可是我们记得圣经是一致的，从头到尾我们就要记得这个路加福音里，当这个被钉在耶稣一旁的十字架的这个强盗，他告诉耶稣说，你德国降临的时候求你纪念我。耶稣对他说，我实在告诉你，今日你要同我在乐园里了。也就是这一个强盗当他死去的时候，他不是失去知觉，因为当日他就会与耶稣在天堂。
I believe a person when a person die, and I believe when I die I will straight away transpose to Jesus Christ and in heaven.
所以我相信当我死了的时候，或者一个基督徒死了的时候，会立刻被提到耶稣基督那里。
And this is far better.
这个是好的无比的。
So Philippians chapter 1:23 say, I'm hard pressed between the two. My desire is to depart with Christ, for that is far better. You see, Paul is knowing that leaving this body and is definitely with Christ. He said, I prefer that, but I'm hard pressed because I have to leave you, so I don't know what to do. So, but notice, with Christ is far better, not asleep.
保罗说，在腓立比书那里说，我正在两难之间，情愿离世与基督同在，因为这是好的无比的。他怎么在两难之间呢？因为他舍不得这个腓立比的教会，他不希望离世，可是他却又知道离世的时候他会立刻与耶稣同在，所以那是好的无比的，而不是沉睡失去知觉。
And 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 8 he said the same thing, yes we areOf good courage that we would rather be with Christ, be away from the body and at home. You see, you're away or you're with home. At home, away from the body and at home with the Lord. These are two options. Either one, one or the other. So once you leave the body, you'll be at home with the Lord.
哥林多后书五章八节也是这么说，我们坦然无惧，是更愿意离开身体，与主同住。这里只有两个不同的地方，一个就是在身体里，当离开身体的时候就会与主同住。
You remember Jesus Christ told a story about the Nazareth, Lazarus with the rich man. When the rich man died, he went to Hades, and Lazarus died, he went to the bosom of Abraham. And when this person went to hell, the rich manHe basically he said, I feel the fire, I feel the heat, and then I start thinking about the five brothers that I have. You see, he's not asleep. He is fully aware, he has feeling, and he can think.
我们也记得耶稣基督在路加福音那里说了一个比喻，就是拉撒路与财主的比喻。当这个拉撒路死了，还有这个财主死了，这个财主到了阴间，拉撒路到了这个亚伯拉罕的怀里，这个财主他在阴间里受到这个火烧，他是有知觉的，而且他也纪念他还在世上的五个兄弟，希望他们不会到阴间里，所以他不是沉睡了。
They are not asleep. The word asleep is not just a biblical term. It is in that generationNot just a biblical word, but everybody in that culture, when people die, they use the word, it's euphemism, basically use the word to say they sleep. But we know exactly that is meant to death.
这个睡了指的是死亡，在不只是在圣经里是这么用的， 在那一个文化里，当人死去的时候，他们都会用一个这样代表性的说法，说这个人已经睡了。
So this is like the Chinese do not want to say the something bad. So you use something euphemism, using some word to replace the bad things.
就好像华人有些时候，他们不愿意提到一些不是很好的事情，不要用这个字眼，他们就用另外一个词来代表。
So basically, when a person die, I believe that the person will be with the Lord immediately. But when Jesus Christ come again, we will be resurrected bodily.
所以我相信，当一个人死的时候，他一个信徒死的时候，他会立刻与基督同在。当耶稣再来的时候，这一个人就会他的身体就会复活。
So our first point is the confidence of Christian resurrection. Secondly, with the confidence of the certainty of Christian resurrection.
所以我们这里第一点就是基督徒复活的信心，第二点是基督徒复活的确据。
And the third point is the concatenation of Christian resurrection.
第三点是基督徒复活的次序。
I know this is a big word, but I need to see. So, basically, it means there's a sequence of resurrection or the order of resurrection.
这里讲的次序就是它所发生的事情先后到底是怎样的。
It's talking about the change of event.
这个是一连串的这个次序。
Let's look at verse 15.
我们看第十五节。
For this we declare to you by a word from the Lord that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the voice of angel, and with the sound of trumpet of God. And the dead will rise again, and those who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with him in the cloud to meet the Lord in the air, so we will always be with the Lord.
第十五节到十七节，我们现在照主的话告诉你们一件事：我们这活着还存留到主降临的人，断不能在那已经睡了的人之先，因为主必亲自从天降临，有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音，又有神的号吹响。那在基督里死了的人必先复活，所以以后我们这活着还存留的人必和他们一同被提到云里，在空中与主相遇，这样我们就要和主永远同在。
Of course, we are talking about the sequence, we are talking about the order of resurrection, because you see, those who are alive will not precede those who have fallen asleep.
这里讲的是复活的先后次序，因为保罗说还存留到主降临的人断不能在那已经睡了的人之先。
So you see, we are talking about just now we talk about soul sleep. We don't believe that the soul sleep while we pass on.
刚才我们所提的就是这个灵魂沉睡的这种说法，我们不相信灵魂在离世的时候会沉睡。
But we believe that when we die, our spirit will be with the Lord. But the body resurrection will happen when He come again.
我们相信基督徒死后灵魂会与主同在，不过身体的复活会等到主耶稣再来的时候才发生。
But of course, you say it's not in this passage.
可能你会说这一段经文看不见啊。
But of course, when you learn how to interpret the scripture, you learn scripture interprets scripture.
的确的，不过我们在学习解经的时候，我们必须要记得已经解经的原则。
But let me say my first reason for believing this is talking about physical bodily resurrection because it refers to Jesus Christ. You say, what happened to Christ? You will be the same. So unless you don't believe that Christ resurrected bodily, then of course we will not. But you know that Christ died and rose again bodily into heaven. That's where I think if you use that comparison, then of course here we are talking, we expect our body to resurrect again.
因为这里所指的是耶稣的复活，我们知道耶稣他死后三天后他复活了，他有一个身体，而且这个门徒看着他升到天上去，是他的连人带他的身体一起升到那里， 这一段这里讲的是主耶稣的复活，除非我们不相信耶稣复活，不过我们就知道这个是指着信徒肉体上的复活。
Then again First Corinthians chapter 15, if you really want to study the resurrection our resurrection chapter 15 of First Corinthians is very fundamental, very important passage to study.
当然在哥林多前书第十五章那里非常详细的提到，如果你是想要更加了解这一个肉体复活的事情，你就必须要查考哥林多前书第十五章。
So you look at First Corinthians chapter 15 verse 50, he said, I tell you brothers, flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. 51, behold, I tell you a mystery, we shall not sleep, but we shall be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of eyes, in the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound and the dead will raise imperishable, and we shall be changed, for this perishable body will put on imperishable, and the mortal body will be put on immortality.
在哥林多前书第十五章第五十节，这里说，弟兄们，我告诉你们，血肉之体不能承受神的国，必朽坏的不能承受不朽坏的。我如今把一件奥秘的事情告诉你们，我们不是都要睡觉，乃是都要改变，就在那一霎时眨眼之间，号筒为次吹响的时候，因号筒要响，死人要复活成为不朽坏的，我们也要改变，这必朽坏的总要变成不朽坏的，这必死的总要变成不死。
So here he's talking about rapture.
这里讲的是被提的事情。
He says that this is a mystery, but it's a twinkling of eyes, and the trumpet will sound. We talk about trumpet, and when Jesus Christ comes again, we will raise, and the dead the perishable will become the imperishable, the mortal body will become immortality.
所以这里讲的是被提是复活的事情，在一霎时眨眼之间，号筒为末次吹响的时候，要改变这个朽坏的变成不朽坏的，死的总变成不死的等等，这个是讲的这个肉体的复活。
Why must we change?
为什么要改变？
Because verse 50 says that the flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God.
因为第五十节说血肉之体不能承受神的国。
So the Lord changed us so that we will be suitable for the heaven, for suitable in the kingdom of God.
所以神会改变我们的身体，让我们的身体是适合在这个天堂的。
Again, 1 John 3:2 says, Beloved, we are God's children now, that what we will be has not yet appeared.But we know that when He, Jesus Christ, appear, we shall be like Him, because we will see Him as He is.
约翰一书三章二节也是说，亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显明，但我们知道主若显现，我们必要像他，因为必得见他的真体。
So you see, the point is this, we have not changed, we are still here, but in the future, we don't know what future lies, but we know that when Jesus Christ comes, we will be like Him. How do we like Him? That He has a glorious, transformed body, we will be like Him, like His, when He entered the mouth of transfiguration, He's totally changed and become glorious, and one day we will be like Him. This is our hope.
我们现在的身体是这个样子的，可是将来我们的身体将会得到改变，就好像耶稣基督登山变相的时候，他有着一个荣耀的身体，他的复活的身体是荣耀的，我们将来复活的身体将会像他一样，也是荣耀的。
So Philippians chapter 3 verse 20 say the same thing, but our citizens is in heaven, from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ,who will transform our lowly body to be His glorious body by the power and enable Him even to subject to all things to Himself.
腓立比书三章二十节，我们却是天上的国民，并且等候救主，就是主耶稣基督从天上降临。他要按着那能叫万有归服自己的大能，将我们这卑贱的身体改变形状，和他自己荣耀的身体相似。
So if you really want to know how the God Jesus Christ's glorious body looks like, read the four gospel and distinguish how when after Jesus Christ resurrected, what happened, how the what kind of what is the characteristic of his body and how he do things.
所以如果你真的想知道耶稣复活之前跟之后到底他的身体有什么分别，你就要查考四福音书，然后在那里去看这个细节，他复活之前复活之后他所做的一切有什么不同呢？
When I studied, I realized God, Jesus Christ still continued eating.
当我查考的时候，我发现耶稣基督还继续吃喝。
This is 民以食为天。Meaning, food is very important for the Chinese.
对中国人来说，这一个食物是非常重要的。
And Jesus continued eating, and he continued to move around the disciples. In fact, he had go through walls too.
耶稣在复活之后与他的门徒聚餐，而且他也能够穿墙。
Suddenly he disappeared and then he suddenly appeared.
他能够突然间在一刹那间不见了，然后又在一刹那间出现。
I have no idea how it looks like, but at least I have hope.
我不知道这到底是怎么样子的，不过我有盼望。
I know it's very different from my body today.
我知道这与我现在的身体非常不同。
But he says it's a glorious body.
这里告诉我们是一个荣耀的身体。
So that's our hope.
这个是我们的盼望。
So let's return to our text.
让我们回到今天的经文。
So he says that he says that verse 16, for the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry. Verse 16 says, for the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command and with the voice of archangel and with the sound of trumpet of God.
第十六节。因为主必亲自从天降临，有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音，又有神的号吹响。
And the dead in Christ will rise first.
那在基督里死了的人必先复活。
So here we are talking about Jesus Christ will descend from heaven.
这里讲到耶稣会从天降临。
So there are a lot of writing, a lot of people write about what is the cry of command, who is the voice of archangel, and what is the trumpet of God.
有许多人在这一方面写了很多不同的这一个见解，这个呼叫的声音是什么？天使长的声音又是什么？神的号吹响又是什么？
And of course in the English grammar we will say, oh, these are at least there are three things here.
这里看起来好像有三件事情。
But in the Greek, and one scholar Gordon Fee says that in the Greek, the three items put together is called a position. Basically, saying one after another speaking on the same subject. Meaning, God say he there's a command from God, and the angel will carry on the command, and trumpet will blow. Basically, we're talking about one event that.Composed of three items.
不过有一个很好的解经家，他在解这个希腊文的时候告诉我们，这里虽然似乎提有三件事情，不过其实是一件事情，不过有三样不同的在同时间发生。
And here, after this trumpet sound and the archangel's voice and the cry of command from the Lord, the dead will rise first.
所以有呼叫的声音，天使长的声音，又有神的号吹响，然后死了的人必先复活。
But just now I thought we read that Christ will come together with the saints.
我们刚才不是读了说耶稣会与他的这个圣徒一同带来吗？
So in verse 16, it talks about the Lord will descend together with all this the people who died, but now But we, from here, we give us more detail. First thing, there must be a cry of command, and then subsequently, the dead will rise to meet Christ in the air, and then He will bring them downward to us.
刚才我们读了神必将他们与耶稣一同带来，可是第十六节这里又告诉我们一些更详细的细节，就是有了这个呼叫的声音，天使长的声音，还有神的号吹响之后，耶稣在耶稣里死了的人，他们必先复活，就是说他们会到被接到半空中，然后耶稣会继续把他们又带下来。
So basically, we understand that there is a command from God that all the people, all the dead in Christ, that is very important that those are Christian. So therefore, we are talking about this is a Christian resurrection. We are not talking about unbelievers' resurrection.
所以这里有呼叫的声音等等的，然后我们要注意，这个是在基督里死了的人。就复活，所以这个复活是指着基督徒，而不是指着非信徒。
So it reserved only for the Christian, those who are believers.
所以这里是给基督徒的这个复活。
The dead in Christ will rise again.
在基督里死了的人必先复活。
How? You know, some people say, oh, there are people who die in the sea, who die in the plane, who is burned out in cremation. How, where is the body? Look, Jesus Christ, our Lord, our God is a creator from nothing to something. He can do everything. So it's possible that He give us a totally new and transformed or glorious body.
有些人质问说，有些人在海里淹死了，有些人在空中的这个飞机罹难，又有些人因着这个被焚烧了就没有身体了等等的，怎么有可能这样的复活呢？不过我们要记得，神是创造的神，他是一个从无创造到有的神，所以在他没有什么不可能的，他能够再次的给大家做一个新的身体。
And of course, here the dead in Christ will rise first. So basically, all these Christians who died before us will rise to meet the Lord. And then, verse 17, we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the cloud to meet the Lord in the air.
那在基督里死了的人必先复活。第十七节，以后我们这活着还存留的人必和他们一同被提到云里。在空中与主相遇。
So here we are talking about caught up. We are talking about rapture of the church.
这里所讲的就是教会被提。
And of course, you must notice the grammar here is a passive. We are being caught up. So it's not our doing, but it is when the Lord appears, He commands we will be snatched away, not by ourselves, it's by His power.
这里的这一个。词法文法是指一个被动的，不是主动的，我们是被提到云里去。
So the basically because just now we read that our flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom, we will be transformed so that we will be in the air. In case you are thinking of oxygen or whether you need a mask, N95, but we do not need any of that.
我们刚才提到了我们的血肉之躯是不能够承受神的国，所以当我们被提的时候，这个身体会有改变。大家不需要去思考啊，在空中需不需要氧气啊，需不需要这个等等的。
And in Old Testament, this is not totally new. In the Old Testament, we saw that there are two incidences in the Old Testament that two persons has been snatched up this way.
在旧约里也有提到相同的事件，所以这个这样的说法不是新奇的。
Genesis chapter 5:24 talk about Enoch walked with God and he was not, for God took him. Here we're talking about he snatched away and we don't know how it had happened. Suddenly he's gone and with the Lord.
在创世纪5:24那里告诉我们，以诺与神同行。神将他取去，他就不再是了。这个就是好像被提一样。
And another person is Elijah. Elijah walked with God, and he was taken away by a whirlwind into heaven.
另外一个人就是以利亚，这里告诉我们，以利亚他正走着说话，忽有火车火马将二人离开隔开，以利亚就乘旋风升天去了。
So why are we taken into heaven?
我们为什么会被提到天上去？
And the answer is of course we are taken to be blessed. It's all about blessing.
当然这个答案就是神将我们提去是为了祝福我们，这个都是指神 的祝福。
And to fulfill Jesus Christ's command, Jesus Christ said, when I leave, I will prepare a room for you. When I prepare, I will return to receive you.
当然这个也是成就了耶稣的应许，耶稣说我离去是为了帮你们预备一个地方，我必回来带你们到那里去。
So you can see that this is totally about blessing Christian, and this is in Christ, in Paul's word, is far better.
这里完全的是提到关于给基督徒的这个祝福，在保罗的说法里头，这个是好的无比的。
So here I would like to tell you that our church stand in eschatology is what we believe is a pre-tribulation rapture.
所以在这里我要向大家声明，我们教会在这一方面的立场就是我们相信教会会在灾前被提。
So here why do you hold this position is up to the teacher teaching eschatology in GSS to explain.
所以我们为什么有这样的一个立场呢？这个就会由教导末世论的老师来告诉大家。
We are all anticipating, we are all anxiously waiting to listen to him.
我们大家都非常向往听他教我们这一堂课。
But for now, let's look at our Bible.
现在我们看我们的圣经。
If you go to scroll down 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 9,
如果我们看这个帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章第九节。
Remember here we are talking about the rapture, the church is being raptured, and then he talks about the day of the Lord will come to punish the whole world, and then in verse 9 he says, For God has not destined us for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这里讲的是教会被提，而且在第五章那里讲到主的日子来到的时候，主的日子来到就会有这个审判的时候。不过第九节告诉我们说，因为神不是预定我们受刑。
So you see, we believe that at least from this text, we know that the church will be raptured because God didn't destine us for wrath, for his anger.
所以从这段经文我们就看得出教会会被提到空中，因为神不是预定我们受刑。
So we believe that when in the future there will be the tribulation, the 7 years of tribulation, the church will be raptured right before the 7 years of tribulation.
我们知道将来这个会必有7年的大灾难，可是我们相信教会会在这个大灾难发生之前就被提到空中里去。
And therefore, we don't believe that Christians will go through the great tribulation reserved for the whole world. And this is a tribulation that never happened before and never will happen after. So it's a very specific kind of tribulation.
所以我们不相信基督徒会面临这个大灾难，因为这个大灾难圣经告诉我们是前所未有，之后也不会再有的。
It doesn't mean that Christians have no difficulties, no challenges, problems. We do, but not that kind.
这不代表基督徒不会面临难题或者是试验或者是这个苦难，我们都会面临这一些这样的问题，不过没有像那个大灾难这么严重。
So you see, the verse 9 says that for God has not destined us for wrath.
所以第九节说神不是预定我们受刑。
So here we are talking about this anger of God will come upon the world once the 7 years tribulation starts.But we should not be there because the background, if you remember, the rapture is talking about God Jesus Christ suddenly come like a thief. Let's look at verse 1 to 3. Chapter 5, verse 1 to 3. He said, now concerning the time and season, he's continuing the discussion about the rapture. Brothers, you have no need to have anything written to you, for you yourself are fully aware that the day of the Lord will come like a thief at night. So you see, we are talking about the same thing. While people are saying there is peace and security, you see, again, we are talking about the same thing. Everybody says, no, the Lord will not come, we are happy, go marry. And then suddenly, destruction will come upon them as labor pain come upon the pregnant woman, and they will not escape. So here we are talking about destruction, we are talking about wrath of God happens at that time.
这个大灾难的七年大灾难是神的怒气向这个不信的人显现的时候，我们看这个帖撒罗尼迦五章第一节到第三节就会有着这样的看见，弟兄们，论到时候日期不用写信给你们，因为你们自己明明晓得主的日子来到，好像夜间的贼一样，人正说平安稳妥的时候。 灾祸忽然临到他们，如同惨难临到怀胎的妇人一样，他们绝不能逃脱。所以这个大灾难是会突然间来，而且是人不知道，他们在吃喝玩乐，觉得完全安然无事的时候，突然来到的事。
So you say that the day of the Lord is a big event, but when it starts, what is the day of the Lord? We continue to say the day of the Lord is the sudden destruction. So when did it start? It is describing, it is unexpected. When people say peace and security, it suddenly happened. So it's actually just like life, just like Noah's day. Everybody is happy-go-lucky. Nothing happened. Then nobody anticipates. He come like a thief, meaning nobody knows his time. Suddenly he appeared, and the church will be raptured, and then the destruction, the wrath will fall upon the whole world.
所以这里讲到这个主的日子来到，这是一个大灾难来的时候，因为这里在第三节也是说是灾祸忽然临到的时候。 这个是没有人预料得到，也不知道的时候，就像贼一样，在夜间里，是这些人不知道，没有察觉的时候，突然间来的，就好像挪亚的时代，这些人在吃喝玩乐的时候，这个大洪水突然来到一样。
So here we are talking about a rapture of the church, but of course there are people who say, there are at least three, in fact four or five. Basically explain, some people believe that before tribulation we will be raptured, which is our position. There are people who believe middle of the tribulation is mid-trib rapture, and then there are people who believe that end-trib rapture, meaning at the end of the tribulation then you will be raptured.
这个教会被提有三种不同的这个看见，有些人是觉得是灾 前背题，这个是我们教会的立场。有些人相信是灾中背题，又有一些人相信是灾后背题。And
of course, everybody have their own argument.
当然，每个人都有自己的这一些理由。And
some will say that the first half of the tribulation is man's wrath, and then second half is God's wrath. So in the middle, then we resurrect.
有些人说这个大灾难的前半段是人的怒气，然后后半段是神的怒气。不过在这之间，教会就会被提。But
here we can see quite clearly over here that when everybody is peace and quiet, peace and security, and he will come as a thief in sudden, all this will snap away. So here it tells us the mark of a temporal mark, meaning the timing. The timing is when it starts. When church being raptured, the tribulation will start.
不过这里很明显，让我们看见这一个大灾难来的时候，这个时间是怎样的？因为主的日子来到，好像夜间的贼一样。这个就是主再来的时候，教会被提，然后这个主的日子就突然间来到了。So
I think strongly that, of course, I think we will leave it to our teacher on GSS to explain more.
当然我会将这件事情交给这个教末世论的老师来教导大家。
And especially in Revelation, there's a verse that just now I found and I lost it now, saying that because he will rescue us from the wrath of the whole world of the generation that nobody was able to bear, but we will not face it.
启示录告诉我们，神会从这个大灾难当中拯救我们，让我们不会面临这一个事情。
So the wrath is talking about the day of the Lord is talking about a whole series of events, not just one event.
所以这个主的日子是讲一个一件事情，是有很多这个不同的细节的，不只是一小一样。
And in the book of Revelation is especially clear.
在启示录就非常的清楚。
From the book of Revelation, we are argued from silence basically.
我们从这个启示录那里，因为没有提到的一些事情，让我们能够明白到。
Especially in the book of Revelation, chapter 1-5 is really talking about the church, the seven churches.
启示录第一章到第五章是讲到七个教会。
So there are a lot of things about teaching about the church from the first chapter 1-5.
所以从第一章到第五章，让我们学习很多有关教会的功课。
But chapter 6-19, the bulk of the book is talking about the 7 years of tribulation, and the whole things basically none is said about the church.
从第六章到第十九章，就让我们看见这个七年大灾难的这些细节。可是从第六章到第十九章，完全没有提到有关教会的事情。
And then chapter 20 is talking about millennium, and chapter 21 talk about new heaven, new earth.
第二十章让我们知道有关千禧年的这个教导，第二十一章就是有关新天新地。
If you study chapter 6-19, you'll see that the major catastrophe hit the whole world. Half of one third of people die, and the sun become black, and the moon become red, and the star falling, and so many things are so scary. Things are described there, but not a word teaching how the Christian should face this or how to avoid it, how to prepare for this. The reason why?Just now, as I say, this is argued for silence. Seven churches already raptured, so there's no need to talk about a church and how to prepare them for this time.
启示录第六章到第十九章，就讲述说了这个七年大灾难的这些细节。那个时候会有许多的这些灾难，有疫情等等的，世界会有三分之一的人口死亡，这个太阳会失去它的光芒，一切的这些非常可怕恐怖的事情，不过却完全没有任何给基督徒的教训，教导基督徒要如何的面对，要如何的去预备。这个就让我们知道刚才我们所提的，这个是从沉默中的一个理由，因为没有提到教会，所以我们相信教会在这个大灾难之前已经被提了。
So here we come back to our major point here. So from this passage we see the confidence of Christian resurrection.
所以我们回到今天的主题，就是我们看见基督徒复活的信心。
The certainty of Christian resurrection,
基督徒复活的确据,
and then the concatenation of the Christian resurrection,
基督徒复活的次序.
So here we are talking about the series of events, or the order, or the sequence of this event. The dead will raise again, and then those who are living will be caught up, will be snatched up. We are talking about rapture of a church to meet, and we believe that we will be caught up before the tribulation.
所以我们在这里讲的这个次序，就是有一个次序，这里我们有这个响声，有这个号吹声等等，然后教会就会被提到空中里与主同在。
So let's read 17 again. Then we are alive who are left will be caught up. This is talking about rapture. The word rapture in Latin is caught up. Together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord.Meaning to see the Lord in the air. You see, in the cloud, in the air, we are still talking about in the air, and so we will always be with the Lord.
第十七节以后，我们这活着还存留的人，必和他们一同被提到云里， 在空中与主相遇，这个是在空中的时候，这样我们就要和主永远同在。
So you notice that we are meeting the Lord in the air, not on earth.
所以我们不是在地上与主相遇，而是在空中与主相遇。
Rapture is we are be taken from earth, but when second coming, at the end of second coming, Jesus will take us down on earth. So the direction is totally different.
所以我们是被提到空中那里与主相遇，然后主耶稣在来的时候，他会把我们带回到这个地上，这个方向是不一样的。
And not only that, we will be with the Lord forever, always be with the Lord.
这里更加的就是我们要和主永远同在。
So always with the Lord. Here comes the end of Christian.The final blessing that Christians are looking forward to.
这个就是基督徒盼望的最后一个祝福了。
Therefore, that will be our last point. That is the consequence of Christian resurrection.
所以就来到了最后一点，基督徒复活的结果。
The consequence or the end result is that of the resurrection is we get to see our loved one.In the air, and we will see the Lord together, and we will be with the Lord forever.
这里给基督徒复活的结果就是基督徒会与亲爱的人再次的重逢，而且我们会与耶稣基督永永远远的同在。
So here, from here onwards, we will no longer have to face with all our difficulties, all our problems, all our issues.
在这以后我们就不用再面临我们所有的这些问题难题或者灾难等等了。
For Christian, this is the blessing, this is the final end, this is the finale.
对基督徒来说这个就是最好的一个结局。
Let's look at verse 17. Here it says, we will meet the Lord in the air, so we will always meet the Lord. So as far as you are concerned, this is almost the best ending that we can see. But the God's plan has not ended. There are more things to come.
所以回到第十七节，我们就要和主永远同在，这个就好像是给基督徒一个最好的结局一样。不过神的计划其实还有。
But for us, for Christians, this is our hope.
不过对基督徒来说，这个就是我们的盼望。
So as a result, what can I expect?
这样我们能够指望得到什么呢？
So when we will be the Lord, Revelation 21:4 give us an indication. Here that it says that he will wipe away every tears from their eyes. There shall be no more, neither shall there be mourning, no crying, no pain anymore, for the former things have passed away.
启示录二十一章让我们看见到时神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭号、疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。
Can you imagine you will not cry again?
你能够想象你再也不会哭泣吗？
If you miss your tear, cry as much as you want now.
你如果是会想念你的眼泪，你现在就尽情的哭吧。
So in that day, there are no more tears, no more death, no more mourning, no more pain.
到时不会有眼泪，不会有死亡，不会有悲哀，不会有疼痛。
I don't know what you think about this. I'm looking forward to that day.
我不知道你有什么看法，不过我非常向往这一天。
Maybe the Lord just give me a sign. This morning I wake up and suddenly I think I have God and I start walking.I don't want to take a stick, but if that's too much, but I already feel the pain.
可能神是给我一个这样的这个事情来提醒我，因为我今天早上一大早起来就觉得脚痛了。
And my leg pain is a small thing. Uncle Robert's pain is a big thing.
我的脚痛是一件小事， Uncle Robert 的痛是一件大事。
But you know, our body.Will ache, will pain, but in when we were with the Lord, there no more pain.
我们的身体会有疼痛，不过我们在与主的时候就不会有疼痛。
So I and Uncle Robert should look forward to a glorious body rather than this body. We no matter how you give all the tonic and all the you know, there's no use. At the end, nothing can be compared to what the Lord give us the glorious body.
所以我还有哥罗伯都应该非常向往这个荣耀的身体，因为我们在这个世上无论你吃多少补品都没有用，因为我们的身体还是会衰退的。
And in, again, we come back to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and you realize that when our body changes, what will happen to us?
我们又回到哥林多前书十五章，当我们的身体被改变的时候，到底会发生什么事情？
In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 42 says that what is sown is perishable, what is raised is imperishable, and what is sown is in dishonor, and what is raised is in glory.What is sown in weakness, what is raised is in power. What is sown is natural body, what is raised is spiritual body.
哥林多前书十五章是十二节，死人复活也是这样，所种的是必朽坏的，复活的是不朽坏的。所种的是羞辱的，复活的是荣耀的。所种的是软弱的，复活的是强壮的。
So here we are talking about four items, at least four categories that Paul said, when we have a raised body, a glorious body, this thing will happen. First thing is talking about perishable, two comparison, perishable compared to imperishable.
所以这里有四件不同的这个比较，这个复活的身体跟这个人的身体，复活的身体是不朽坏的，现在的身体是朽坏的。
So here we are talking about aging.
这里所讲的是这个衰老。
You know, if you are over 50, the direction is only downward. There's no way upward.
如果你已经超过五十岁的话，你唯有的朝下，朝下不会朝上。
So remember the old lady in Hong Kong who spoke to me. I said there's only one way to go. We will get downward to one day. I will be on the ground.
记得在。香港我与那个老妇人的对话，她超过八十岁了，我就告诉她我们只有一个方向，就是往下走。
But we have hope in internal, meaning God will give us a better body upstairs.
不过我们在楼上还有一个盼望，因为我们会有这个荣耀的。
So when we are raised in heaven, we will not deal with the aging problem. We will not age, we will remain the same.
当我们在天堂的时候，我们就不会再有这个衰老的现象。
I would be, you know, Adam, when God created Adam, I would believe he created a mature Adam, not from a baby Adam and grow to a 21-year-old Adam.
我相信神在创造亚当的时候，他所创造的是一个大人，而不是创造一个婴孩的亚当，然后亚当慢慢的成长。
So this Adam, I think, when God create, when God resurrect us, we will be a perfect body.Like Adam,
当神使我们复活的时候，我们的身体将会是一个完全的身体，像亚当的身体一样。
I don't know about you. I every time I comb my hair and say, "Wow, more white hair."
我不知道你如何，我每次梳头发的时候就会说，哎呀，又多了一些白头发。
But we have different problems. Some people have no hair.
我们有不同的问题，因为有些人脱发。
So, but don't worry, we have a lot of hair in heaven.
不过你不要担心，我们在天堂肯定是很多头发。
And then verse continue, he said that it is sown in dishonor, but you are raised in glory. Again, dishonor and glory is a comparison.
第二，我们还有另外一个比较，就是羞辱的跟荣耀的对比。
So here we are talking about basically we will be reputable, we will be glory, we will be being esteemed, so it's not in shame. So we are talking about we will be clean and not sinful at all.
这里讲的这个荣耀不羞辱，就是是值得尊敬的，是没有这个罪恶的，所以这个是纯正纯洁的。
And then continue, we say it is sown in weakness, but it's raised in power. Here we are talking about you will not get sick.
种的是软弱的，复活的是强壮的，也就是没有病痛的意思。
So you're not afraid of coronavirus.
你也不像你不怕这个病菌。
You don't need N95.
你不需要这个口罩。
So all our problem will be solved because we will not face with this. And then last thing, it is sown in natural body, you will raise as a spiritual body.
最后种的是血气的身体，复活的是灵性的身体。
So here we are talking about not just spiritual body means you don't have a physical body. Here we are talking about comparing a body that able to sin and a body not unable spiritual body that will not sin.
当然，这里不是说灵性的身体是没有一个肉体，而是说这个属血气的身体是会犯罪的。不过，这个灵性的身体虽然是一个肉体，不过确实不犯罪的。
So you see, at the end of the day, this passage gives us hope.
到最后，我们回到这段经文，知道这段经文给我们有盼望。
Therefore, Paul said that you encourage one another with these words.
所以保罗说，你们当用这些话彼此劝慰。
What words?
什么话呢？
Remember Jesus Christ raised from the dead, so we must have confidence in our Christian resurrection.
我们记得耶稣基督复活了，所以我们基督徒也应该有复活的信心。
And Jesus come directly from the Lord, so we must be sure that this definitely will happen, not just believe, we know.
我们也能够的确的知道这件事情必然会发生，因为这个是主的话告诉我们的。
And the concatenation, we know the order, the dead will raise first, and those who are living will be caught up, will be snatched up, will be raptured together to meet the Lord in the air.
主的话也让我们看见这个复活的次序到底是怎样的，是这个死了的人先复活，然后还活着的人就会被提到空中那里与主相遇。
And finally, we will be with the Lord and with the loved one, so encourage one another with this word.
最后的结果就是我们会与神同住，我们也会与亲人相聚，这个我们就要用这些话来彼此劝慰。
But I want to point out one thing. This is for Christian.
不，我要指出一点的是，这个是给基督徒的。
So in verse 16, the later part says, "The dead in Christ will rise again."
第十六节下半段说，在基督里死了的人必先复活。
So you see, this is for Christian. So you must look at your faith seriously. If you are Christian, you are not afraid to be depart, to be separated from your loved one, because one day you will see them again.
所以这个是给基督徒的应许，你们必须要非常清楚，如果你是一个基督徒的话，你要记得你将来会与这个亲爱的人再相聚。
So you see, every time when I travel, you never know whether you return.
我每次出外远行的时候都不知道是否能够回家。
So before I leave, I have to be emo with my family.
我在还没有离开的时候，我就会与家人一起同聚。
It could be the last goodbye that you say.
因为可能是最后一次说再见。
But if something happens, we'll see you in heaven. We are not grieved to the extent of no hope.
如果发生什么事情的话，我们将来在天堂再见，我们不是像一些没指望的人一样忧伤。
But if you are not a Christian, that's when you grieve, because there's no hope, because you don't see each other, you do not know what's the end of the equation.
可是你如果不是一个基督徒的话，你就会完全的忧伤，因为你不知道到底将来发生什么事情，而且你也不会再与你的亲爱的人相见。
And also for this reason, we eagerly share Christ, we eagerly share gospel, we eagerly want everyone to believe in Jesus Christ and receive the blessing and the gospel and the hope of resurrection.
也因着这个原因，我们就非常殷勤的要去传福音，要求大家要尽快的相信耶稣基督，接受这个福音。
And I want to urge you, those who are on the border, you maybe don't thinking, maybe you're not sure, talk to any of us here.And I want you to believe in Jesus Christ and have the hope of resurrection, and you have in your heart peace and joy and hope that anything happens, you will see you in heaven.
所以我要鼓励在我们当中不信主的，或者你在边缘在这边考虑要不要信主，请你跟我们交谈，因为我们要鼓励你信主信耶稣，因为这样的话你就会有这个把握能够有复活，而且你也能够有把握与亲人再相聚。
Let's go to the Lord in prayer.
让我们同心祷告。
Father, we thank you for your salvation. It is through your salvation that we have hope of eternity. And I want to pray for those of us here not sure, not decided, have not believed in our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray that they will look at the gospel seriously, and we pray your Holy Spirit will open their hearts that they can see. If you are considering or you are still thinking, this is a time that you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and receive his salvation and receive the hope of resurrection. You need to just confess your sin. Lord, we are all sinners. We sin against you because you are our Creator, and yet we have not obeyed you. We have not listened to your command. We ignore you, but now we turn back. Turn from our own way. We turn toward you and ask you to forgive our sins and confess our sins. And may you, your Holy Spirit, enter our hearts, renew us so that we can have the hope and the joy and peace that we can love you and love our brother and sister, and we can be reunited with our loved ones in heaven. So Father, we commit our friends and our brother and sister before you. May our hearts again be ignited that how great is this salvation. You save us not only from the sin, but you also give us the hope of heaven, so that we will be in heaven and there's no pain, there's no tears, there's no disturbs from Satan's, from sins. We'll be receiving all the blessing that you plan to give us. So Father, help us not only to enjoy the blessing that you give us, but also to share your good news to our friends, our neighbors, our families. And especially in this time of coronavirus, may all of us manifest our joy, our peace, our hope in you, that we are not grieved beyond hope, but we have hope in you. So Father, we, at this moment, as the coronavirus is spreading throughout the world, we again pray for revival. We pray for people will turn away from their sins and turn toward you to ask your forgiveness. And we thank you for your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, who died on the cross to save us from all sins. And we pray for all the churches in the world, especially China, and now in Iran, now in Italy, and now in America, to the churches will stand firm, the churches will preach your gospel, and we pray that your Holy Spirit strengthen them. They will proclaim your name boldly and wisely and with passion and with compassion, that we will bring your good news to all the people around us. Father, at this moment, we also pray for Malaysia, as they are having issue with election, with the power struggle. We don't know what's going to happen, but we know you are in control. Right now, we only pray that we have a government that is equal, and let all people will be able to live peacefully together, and we as a Christian able to share the gospel. And then we pray for a government that can be bring the gospel to them. We pray that the government that can help the whole country to progress from today and grow economically as well as socially. And we pray for peace and we pray for prosperity in this country. Father, we also pray for Indonesia, who continue to have flood. And we pray that you mercy upon them, that they will again come find comfort in you, and all these things will happen for a reason. It is you that we have hope. If we have our hope is only in this world, we are most pitied than all. So Father, help us to pin our hope in you and let us return to you, for you have blessing in store for us in heaven. So may we all come to you, confess our sin, and look toward your goodness. May Lord bless our time in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Today we'll continue to for our Lord's Supper. Like every first week of the month, we will have this. Let me get my hymnbook here.
我们如同以往一样，每逢每个月的第一个主日，我们就会来到一起领受主的圣餐。
Let's turn to 147. Turn your eyes upon Jesus.
我们打开赞美诗到第147首诗歌。
Once we sing, we ask you to reflect, evaluate yourself, and then we will pass the bread to you.
当转眼仰望耶稣，在我们在唱诗的过程，我要求大家自我审查，然后我们就会将这个饼还有杯分下去。
If you are not sure, just pass on the element to next person next to you. If you have not believed in Jesus Christ, just pass on and then observe what we are doing.
如果你不是很确定，或者你知道自己不相信耶稣的话， 请你尊重我们把这个饼还有杯传下去就好，不要领受。
We take the bread as to signify we receive Jesus Christ into our heart.
我们领受这个饼是代表着我们已经接受耶稣基督在我们心里了。
When we drink the cup is to show that we accept Jesus his cleansing from us or from our sins.
我们喝这个杯是代表着主的宝血洗净了我们的罪债。
Let's sing, turn your eyes upon Jesus.
让我们来唱当转眼仰望耶稣。